Was it just out of the clear blue?
I was in the doctor's office. Had had a normal physical. Those days they did not typically do electrocardiograms as part of a normal physical. Technology was not too sophisticated then, and they did not know a lot about heart disease. The doctor, as I was getting ready to leave, he asked if I had anything else that I needed to share with him. I said, well, I've had a little bit of pain in my left shoulder blade from time to time. He said, well, let's do a cardiogram. We did that, and he said, you're having a heart attack right now. He said, it's going on right now. Now, this is the interesting part. He said, you go home and pack a bag, go check yourself in over at the hospital, at a hospital in Broken Arrow on Main Street. He said, go home, tell your wife, and pack a bag and go check in the hospital. I'll be over later today, and we'll start some activity. Today, they would pop you in an ambulance and put all kinds of things on you and oxygen on you. They did not know a great deal about how to treat it, except rest and diet and exercise and a little medication. They placed me on some medication, some blood thinners. I was in the hospital about a week and then went on part-time work for 3 or 4 months. I worked part-time and was home recuperating. He referred me to one of the better-known cardiologists in the state, who's now deceased, but he began treating me. And after I had been treated for 3 or 4 years, I told him I needed to know, in reality, how long he thought I had to live. I said, I have a wife and 3 children, and I need to make some plans for them. And he said, you might live to be 40. I don't think so.
And you were 36? Said,
yeah, 36 at that time. He said, you may live 4 more years. He said, I don't think you will. I said, well, I'll do what I can. They first told me to quit work and go play golf. I said, I don't play golf. I never I said, I can't quit. I have a wife and family to support. And they said, well, I don't think you'll live long. So I just kept on keeping on.
So have you had any problems with your heart since?
Yes. I recuperated, obviously, and continued exercising and trying to eat right and those kinds of things. But in 1998, after I had been at the university, had been dean, had already made a decision that I should leave that position, I was on a flight going to Florida as part of my responsibilities with the Board of Directors of Cancer Treatment Centers of America, where I had been serving on the board for some time. And I had a heart attack while the plane was landing in DFW. I passed out on the plane and had my head against the seat. I had all the normal body function problems, drenching, perspiration, and completely out of it. The plane was landed, people were deplaning, and the man next to me punched me and said, I need out, said the plane's almost empty and I want to get out. And I was on the aisle seat and I somehow stumbled out into the aisle and got out to the area where people were gathering to board the plane. And I collapsed out there with the normal vomiting and all those things and went out again. And they had the emergency crew at the DFW airport come. My heart rate was 10 when they found me. Later I learned that. But I'd had a heart attack on the plane, and they put me in a hospital in Fort Worth, implanted a pacemaker after some tests. 2 or 3 days later, I was headed back. My wife and son came down to pick me up, and we came back to Oklahoma. I'm getting ready for my 3rd pacemaker now.
It's kept you alive then, hasn't it?
It has. Hmm. I've been functioning with a partially functioning heart since 1964.
Wow.